Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the second time in 2 months, the Donald Trump campaign has seen a shakeup. This morning, Stephen Bannon, the former banker who runs Breitbart News, was named campaign CEO. Kellyanne Conway, a Republican pollster, was named campaign manager. Paul Manafort keeps his title as campaign chair, but Bannon and Conway's positions are higher than his. Joining us now, NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Hi, Domenico.
Good afternoon.
And start with Bannon and Conway. What more can you tell us about them and what it means?
Well, what was fascinating to me about Bannon being announced in this press release that the Trump campaign put out, you know, Trump touted the fact that he was once called the most dangerous political operative in the country as that being a good thing to manage his campaign. So you know that he's moving in a direction of, touting being the outsider in this race. And even, you know, for somebody like Bannon, whose organization, Breitbart News, a conservative website, has been pretty critical of Republican leadership. So, you know, again, this is doubling down on what has gotten Trump here in the first place. Kellyanne Conway is somebody who's known pretty well through D.C. circles as a veteran Republican pollster and is somebody who, you know, will look at the crosstabs of a poll and try to shape a message in that way. But again, you know, you can move the pieces around as much as you want. This is still about the top of the ticket.
Well, Paul Manafort, we just want to stay with it a second. Because Paul Manafort made a real effort to tone down Donald Trump, whereas Trump's manager during the primaries, Corey Lewandowski, who had to step down, his motto was, let Trump be Trump. So you mentioned, you know, Stephen Bannon. Do you see the change as a return maybe to Trump's more off-the-cuff campaign?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just funny how many cooks you now have in the kitchen because, you know, you still have Manafort with campaign chairman title and chief strategist, Conway there as a messenger, and you have Bannon as now the person who is the CEO of the campaign. So, you know, it's a little bit like Survivor with this campaign, and you really haven't seen a campaign that has made these kinds of late changes, except back to 2004, you might remember, that after the John Kerry campaign didn't really respond to the Swift Boat ads. September 1st, John Kerry made a shakeup in his campaign, and of course, he went on to lose.
Yeah. Well, stay with Paul Manafort for a second. You were with us earlier this week talking about Paul Manafort's ties to the pro-Russia former president of Ukraine. To remind people, Manafort was openly the president's advisor in the past. Then this week, there was a report of a secret ledger showing off-the-book payments from the former Ukrainian president's political party to Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort denied getting any payments from the government, but not the political party. And then today, the AP is reporting that Manafort helped funnel more than $2 million from that pro-Russia political party to lobbying firms in D.C. So, look, this is still being investigated, but how much do you think this story of real ties that he's talked about being a campaign advisor to possible ties, how much has this led to this change?
You know, I think it's probably pretty coincidental. Honestly, Manafort's lobbying history for unsavory characters from the Middle East to Africa and Ukraine certainly was well known to Trump. I mean, he helped Trump lobby for his casinos. So, you know, I don't think any of this is new to Donald Trump, really, and was probably more coincidental than anything else, but could give the campaign a, certainly an excuse to move him aside.
Yeah. Trump's scheduled to get his first intelligence briefing at FBI offices in New York today. As NPR has reported, he's expected to bring his friend, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. What more do we know about this meeting?
We also know that former General Flynn is going to be – Michael Flynn will be at this as well. And we know that it's held downtown at the FBI's offices because they have a secure room, which they wouldn't be able to have at someplace like Trump Tower. You know, this is standard protocol for both campaigns to both nominees to get intelligence briefings. And as President Obama has warned that both campaigns and candidates need to be careful with that information.
Yeah. Just a quick question. Donald Trump has been making Hillary Clinton's physical health a campaign point lately. By the way, she'll obviously have, you know, her own briefings with the FBI. But he's been questioning her physical stamina in a speech on Monday the last time. And social media memes have popped up trying to make this a real issue. There's a phony letter from a doctor floating around saying that she passes out and you know, doesn't have good health. What do we make of that?
Well, and Clinton strongly pushed back against this last night. Her campaign put out a statement saying that this was yet more evidence of Donald Trump pushing a, quote, deranged conspiracy. And they listed off some of the other conspiracy theories that Donald Trump has pushed in the past. And they released a statement from Hillary Clinton's doctor, who there's been a false report floating around that there were these leaked documents that Hillary Clinton didn't have good health. That doctor, who was actually signed on these false documents, said that those documents are false, that she says that gave Hillary Clinton a clean bill of health. The campaign also points to the fact that she sat for that Benghazi hearing back in October for 11 hours and was lauded for her stamina there during that campaign, during that questioning. So, you know, this is clearly an attempt by Donald Trump and his allies to be able to bring up Hillary Clinton's age. Donald Trump is about the same age, we should point out. So, you know, that's part of what's happening in this campaign.
Right. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you.
You're welcome.